Voices.
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 You are listening to Voices.
Estás escuchando Voices.
Vous
écoutez Voices.
下面请听语音。
Thank you for listening to the Expatriate China Talk podcast. This is Voices. It is a new segment where we gather various outlooks on contemporary issues and we put them together in a relatively shorter form than we're used to. Today, we start our very first episode, our topic, internet trolling.
You're a troll, a miserable troll. You're an angrily racist and cowardly faceless troll. You're a troll, an ignorant...
Everyone on the internet, which in this day and age is everyone, is familiar with online trolls. And we're not talking about the trolls from folklore here. You know, the ones that hide under bridges and try to eat Bilbo Baggins. No, we're talking about internet trolls, the kind that dwell on forums and online message boards and WeChat groups. There are many types of trolls, and there's many different reasons why people troll each other online. Some just like to troll for the lulz. They like to get a laugh. Others like to troll annoying celebrities. It seems that people especially love trolling Shia LaBeouf, and I kind of see why. He's kind of asking for it.
Bang bang.
Hitler did nothing wrong.
Others are aggressive and spit obscenities that just try to hurt other people's feelings.
Wow, you are f***ing stupid. That's not how you braid hair, b***h. Are you retarded, you a***?
But not all trolls are bad. Some trolls just like posting silly stuff. Crazy memes with cats. And these trolls tend to make the internet a more colorful place. This is what we'll call the harmless troll. Before we dive any further into trolling, we need to ask, what is a troll? How does it fit into our modern day world? Does trolling take away from conversations, or does it add to it? Well, it's hard to say. But for this, I first ask Alejandro.
You're here with Alejandro.
Alejandro is an educator, musician, major player in the Qingdao scene, and all-around good guy.
Well, I think trolling is a provocation. Yeah, one of the first times I ever heard about trolling was in an online meme where somebody said, "Don't feed the trolls." So trolling is that they only exist if you give them the time of day. So a provocative statement that's replied to encourages trolls.
So we all kind of understand the general idea of trolling. You want to piss someone off. It's a useful tool. It can be used against you. Sometimes you bring it out to end an argument. But can we use trolling in our rhetoric today? Can it be used to make a point in itself? Is trolling itself an expressive form? I don't know, but it is certainly interesting to think about these type of things. The Oxford Dictionary describes trolling as to make a deliberately offensive or provocative online post with the aim of upsetting someone or eliciting an angry response from them.
The role of a troll is to provoke, challenge, and amuse. Done well, it's a kind of art. Done badly, it's a remarkably stupid thing.
That's Daniel from the Daniel Hayward Studio. He's quite renowned in Qingdao for his online WeChat writings, where he writes about political and social things. He always has a very interesting take on things, and we will hear more of him in this podcast. So, why do we troll each other? What is it in our psychology that makes trolls lash out online? For this question, I talked to Tom.
Tom?
Tom has been in Qingdao for over a year at the time of publishing this podcast. and I always like to hear his take on things.
I think it's largely as a result of the internet being so anonymous, such an anonymous place where you can get away with doing, saying anything. And you put that, combine that with the fact that we're living in very cynical times and very polarizing times where everyone seems to be getting their news from people they agree with. Everyone is tuned out to hear any opposing arguments. So when you are bombarded with people agreeing with you 90% of the time, and then you get online and you see someone posting the other side, you've been taught to demonize them. And you've been persuaded that the other side is not only wrong, but immoral and completely insane. And so a lot of the times, and I still think it's a very small percentage of people that make up the large percentage of trolling, but they get that, you know, oh, I'm gonna get myself into this. I'm gonna make fun of this person because they think differently than me, or they have a different viewpoint than I do. So they must be crazy and they must be immoral.
This is one of the major drawbacks to our virtual lives. We can easily become detached to the people that we interact with on the internet. It's easier to call someone a piece of shit if you don't need to look them in the face when you say it. That's the thing about the internet. You're anonymous. Even though you're not exactly anonymous. And this idea is called dissociative anonymity. Basically, you can hide your true identity online without having to worry about your online activities being connected to your real life. And the anonymous nature of the internet kind of creates a lack of responsibility for many users. A good example of this would be how many people are fine with downloading and illegally pirating things online.
I love that shit.
But the same people would not be willing to go into a shop and shoplift things. It's because when we're online, there's an actual disconnect from our virtual life to our real world life. And if you steal something in the material world, there's a very real chance of getting caught. Our online profiles become our shadow self, and the people that we interact with are not real people that we can see, hear, or touch. They are just their avatars. So the question is, what do you do if you find yourself in the crosshairs of a troll with nasty intent? Well, the first thing you don't do is you don't freak out. That could fuel the troll. And if someone's trying to get a rouse out of you, don't play into it and give them what they want. Many do that unintentionally.
I have the right to do what I do, but you do not have the right to hate on people like you do!
What's the best way to deal with a troll? I asked this question, and it seems there are more wrong ways to handle a troll than there are ways to beat a troll. Most people will say that the best way to deal with trolling is ignoring it. It takes the power away from them.
I think internet trolls thrive on attention, so I think ignoring is probably the best policy. But I was reading something recently about business and getting negative reviews. You know, you might think that something like a negative review on TripAdvisor or Yelp could be trolling. But apparently from a business perspective, you should address all negative comments. But, you know, a troll is usually someone who's making a negative comment. It's really at the discretion of the person to give them the time of day or not, to reply or not. But knowing how to identify a troll, that's a good online skill to have.
99% of the time, I would say ignoring them. I used to hate when celebrities would block people on Twitter, and I was like, well, just you can't take a little argument. But then you see how nasty and vile like these trolls get, and it's when I know when I'm looking at, you know, just my mentions on Twitter. I'm not famous, but if I have to look through 30 or 40. Mentions and you know, half of them are talking just horrible stuff about me. It's just pure trolling. There's no space for that. I would just block it. But there's also a thing with, you know, taking negative criticism. Negative criticism is a legit thing, and I think you, by silencing people you're silencing negative criticism, so you have to still open yourself up to that, and then finding where to draw the line from taking negative criticism and putting up with trolls is where you have to figure out how to draw that line.
I think if you look at trolling on the social media, for example, WeChat groups, trolls these days tend to hunt in packs, and so the truth of it is that if you're trying to give your considered and reasonable opinion and a pack of trolls descend upon you, the best thing you can do is just get out of that conversation, because, you know, realistically, however you respond, you're going to lose and the troll is going to win.
We will make America great again.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Today, America is currently in a very polarizing state. And nothing gets Americans choosing sides quicker than the current president of the United States, Donald Trump. A lot of trolling came out of Trump, and I mean that not only trolling that has been done on his Twitter, but a lot of trolling came from the response of Donald.
You suck!
For instance, the Donald subreddit is littered with conspiracies, memes, and posts making fun of social justice warriors.
You suck!
It was a Reddit first created when Trump was running for office. And the subreddit is notorious because it kind of created an online culture of trolling. It even created a parody cyber universe. The Keck Boys are a great example of this. Kekistan, it's a fantasy country which in all ways satirizes modern day life in America and pokes at PC culture. The cult of Keck is symbolized by the mean Pepe the Frog, a rather sad looking frog with tears running out of its wrinkly eyes. The meme itself came from the subreddit Donald and is now viewed as a hate symbol by the extreme left, which I think unjustly so. I like to believe that the online posts and actions of the Keck Boys are not intentionally hostile, but more of a way to lampoon our current political landscape, and, more importantly, to point out hypocrisies and viewpoints that they don't see eye to eye with. But where does Donald Trump fit into this? He seems to always be kind of put into the center, especially when we look at political trolling. The question I ask, is Donald Trump trolling our political landscape? And more importantly, is Donald Trump a troll?
The modern day troll. Yeah, it's interesting to talk about Donald Trump as a modern day anything, considering he's a septuagenarian, right? He's like 71, 72 years old. So it's interesting to talk about him as a modern version of anything. But it's amazing that despite the fact that he's managed to not learn certain things or not pick up certain habits, he embodies the troll pretty well. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that he can do extremely well. But what is it? It's just like a bait, right? It's like you throw some sort of inflammatory statement and wait for people to bite. And if you're one of those attention seekers, then you're thriving off that. Like, that's your food. A boring, white, old businessman doesn't really exist in anyone's mind unless they're attracting some kind of extra attention. You know, just because you're a successful businessman doesn't make you particularly compelling to listen to. But if you keep saying fake news, if you keep saying bleeding out of your whatever, if you keep saying lock her up, I think that's like, that is the troll, right? Hashtag lock her up. I mean, it's media gold. Mm-hmm. It's internet gold. That's currency.
I think the smartest thing he ever did from a, you know, almost sociopathic point of view is he looked at the times right now and saw the division, saw the polarity, and saw the trolling and said, how can I capitalize on this? And he capitalized on it perfectly. The fact that he became president isn't a fluke. This was a very, I think, you know, everyone hates to say the words well thought out plan with Trump, because 90% of the time I don't think it's well thought out. But I think if he did have a plan, it was to take as much advantage of a polarized and cynical country and trolling as best he could, because he gives you those sound bites that will just, you know, fit perfectly into the ideologue of these trolls on the right. And there's also the trolls on the left, that do the exact same thing. And I think, like, the bigger problem with the trolls on the left is, you know, the trolls on the right are make the left out to be a group of snowflakes whose feelings get hurt anytime something doesn't go their way. But the worst part about the trolling from the left is they demonize everything the right does, so that the right is just evil and amoral in everything they do, which is also definitely not the case.
Donald Trump is doing something which politicians should be doing and doing more of, which is directly communicating with the electorate rather than through the mainstream media. Personally, is Donald Trump trolling America? No. He's trolling certain groups who, you know, disapprove of him, and he uses his Twitter account in that way to troll them, while I think generally to get his message out to the electorate. I think you'll find it's pretty much the mainstream media that oppose him that tend to criticize his use of Twitter. I think mainly this is because he's getting around them very effectively.
Thank you all for listening. I'd like to make more of these episodes in the future, so make sure you like, subscribe, post, and comment. Until next time, thank you.
Hello, cutie pie.
Hello.